May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What is home? When you hear the word home, what comes to mind? For me, home is that physical place where I sleep, I wash, I give food to my body. But it's also more than that, isn't it? Home has a social dimension to it as well. It's where my family is. And home is where everyone gathers. Our Old Testament reading for this morning talks about the house of God and teaches us that we find our home where God makes himself known. In our Old Testament reading for this morning, Jacob is on the run. He is the second son of Isaac, and he just successfully tricked his father into giving him the blessing designated to his older brother, Esau. And earlier in the text, we find out that from this sleight of hand, Esau wants to kill Jacob. He hates Jacob. So now Jacob is running for his life, and he has left his home behind. With the death of his father and the anger of his older brother upon him, Jacob is forced to flee his home, and now he is socially and physically homeless. Our text tells us that Jacob wandered to the middle of an unnamed place, and he stopped there for the night. And he didn't even have a pillow. The text says that he took one of the stones from that place and he put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. In our text for this morning, Jacob is as homeless as it gets. He doesn't have any family and he's sleeping on a rock. But God does not abandon him. Our text reads, "And Jacob dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, 'I am the Lord.'" God has come to Jacob in the middle of nowhere. God the Father appeared to Jacob and came to him, even though he was miles away from his home. But here in this place, right now, God has done the same for you and for me. See, in Jacob's dream, God the Father told him that through his offspring, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. This came true for you and for me in Jesus. John writes that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus, the true Son of God, came down from heaven to earth. He became a man and he lived this life. He was tempted just like you and me, but he did not sin. And he lived a perfect life. Yet he didn't even have a comfortable home. Jesus said, "All foxes have holes and all birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." See, Jesus was perfect, but he was also rejected for who he was and what he did for you and for the entire world. But Jesus wasn't only rejected thousands of years ago. No, he continues to be rejected today. As sinners, it's so easy to compare this house of God with other buildings, with other institutions. It's even easy to compare this house to our own house. How much easier is it to pay our mortgage every month than it is to give in the offering plate? How much more comfortable and safe do our own homes feel than the house of God? See, we are guilty of building these own towers of idolatry in our life. We fear, we love, we trust in our own academic institutions, our medical centers, our businesses, and our own 401ks to give us the security that we feel we need in this life. So do you consider God's house to be your primary house in this world or another? Now, we're all guilty. We all fall short of the glory of God. But no scientific advancement, no hospital, and no other home that we build in this life can do what God has already done for you here. We enter God's house every Sunday morning because it's where Jesus is. And it's where we confess our sins so that we know where He has come to us in the flesh. He has forgiven us of all these sins. He has taken them all upon Himself, and He died for them, so that you no longer have to fear death in this life. Jesus has come to you, and He has given you the promise of eternal life that awaits you through faith. So now that Jesus has come to you, He still abides with you. He has not left. Many years ago, God came to Jacob out in the wilderness, and He gave him a promise that through his offspring, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Through you, for you, Jesus has blessed your family and all the nations of the earth. See, as He came to earth and was tempted in every way, He didn't sin. So that He could be crucified for your sins and the entire world. And He can be resurrected from the dead so that you don't have to fear it anymore. Just as God revealed Himself to Jacob in the wilderness in our story, Jesus has revealed Himself to you here in this house through the preaching of the Word and the administering of His sacraments. See, this is God's house, and in it He provides for you, His family. He clothed you in the waters of holy baptism, and He continues to feed you through His body and blood. Every ailment and distress of your body, every social strain that you have, is taken away, is cured in this house. In our gospel reading, Jesus healed a paralytic with His word. And how much more does He forgive your sins with His word here? This is God's house. He has built it for you. And this is where Jesus is. And it is your true home on earth. In our reading, God said, "Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." God has brought you here to this house, and it is amazing. God's house is a physical place where we find Jesus. But this house is also your home. God has adopted you as His child through the waters of holy baptism, and He has given you this family in Christ. Here is home, where Jesus clothes you and feeds you. Here you eat of the true body and blood of your Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of all your sins. All of this you received through the accomplishment that Christ made for you on the cross and through His resurrection from the grave. Here in this place, Jesus continues to be with you, His people, through the preaching of the Word and the sacraments. Here in this house, He forgives you all your sins. He clothes you in this baptismal font and feeds you from this altar. So know that while Jesus has come to you, He continues to be with you here in this place. So then I ask one more time, what is home? Home for the Christian is here, in this place where we as the children of God gather around his word and sacrament in the name of Jesus. This is home because this is where Jesus is. It's the place where he reveals himself to you, and it's this place where he continues to care for you, his people. It does have a physical aspect because it has real people, it has real gifts, it has the real forgiveness of sins, and it has a real bodily resurrection from the dead. So know that every time we gather here on Sunday, we are like Jacob, and we can say, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Amen.